come. So I'm ready late for Sheva Brachos, so I'll have to be a little bit shorter tonight. So by 22 to finish. I think I have my sticky in the wrong place. You wouldn't happen to...
On Peches, I don't know.
It's on Peches?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, I have this on Peches, but I'm looking at this and I said we didn't do this yet. Okay, on Peches, I think the third paragraph, and if we did it ready, I mean, we'll review it for a minute. And Hakitzer Ram the Shaykh Niafa. Kibemis Yeshish Lishal, Halo de Reinu Kimat, the third paragraph, Kimat Venachosidov, our generation, we're talking about Simcha. And the need for Simcha in our generation, and that true Simcha cannot be in the absence of Das. Kibemis Yeshish Lahal de Reinu Kimat Venachosidov. Our generation, the time that we're in is better than it's ever been. I think this is where we're up to. Certainly compared to early generations. Why is depression infecting so many souls? So many people are depressed. And depression and sadness and a feeling of terrible, terrible hopelessness has taken hold of such a large percentage of the population, so many people. It's chaval. We would do the pictures, you know, with Moshe David. And we could arrange that also, so you could always have it on your thing. You don't have a sefer, you know. Because they're very hard to get. Yeah. You can send, yeah. It's very easy now. Rebecca, you have a safer? We can get you also a picture, you know. You have a phone?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. All right, so. No, but in the meantime, this is far more impossible to get. People can't get them. Okay. Yeah. So Hasiba Lakach Yamuka Maod. Why so much sadness? Hasiba Lakach Yamuka Maod. The reason for this is very, very deep. Heather Asimcha Enlevemi Chisar and the Kudosi Bechai Kolachad. This absence, this lack of joy, it's not coming from a particular Chisarin that Reuven has, or Shimon, or Sarah, or Rachel. It's not coming from something. You can't pinpoint, like, what is it that you don't have? You don't have the latest phone. You don't have a good microwave. I mean, what is it that? What's missing? So this one is not married. This one's married, doesn't like the husband. This one doesn't like the wife. This one they don't have a child. This one doesn't. So you could always find, because lo chaser. There's always in life. There was all kinds of stuff people have. We have all kinds of stuff. But that's not it. That's not it, because then everything is resolved and everything seems to be fine, and it's still, there's a heder of simcha in our generation. There must be something bigger that everybody is affected by. There's a chisaron that's affecting everyone. Chisaron Ha'amida al da'atenu lahavin es pesha mitzias chayenu. And that chisaron is our general inability to really understand what's the meaning of our existence. Like, what's going on now? What's the ma es pesha mitzias chayenu? Ki asimcha toitzar shel amida sa'anda b'mokam haroi v'amadu yiklo. When is a person besimcha? A person's besimcha when he feels confident that the life that he's living is the one that he should be living, and that he's doing what he's supposed to be doing, and his life is meaningful, and he knows what his purpose is in life, then a person's besimcha, whether he has an earache or he doesn't have an earache, whether he has good air conditioning or he doesn't have good air conditioning. Let me see this is, of course, there are annoying things and there are difficult things in life, but this overall unbelievable, like, gloom that is hanging over the world, it's not because of this or that. There's this chisaron makiv. When a person and when the generation is aware of its tafkid, of its tachlis, of how meaningful our life is, so then there are waves of joy that fill a person and that wash away even the things in life that are difficult. A person is able to contend with. But now you see that any tiny little thing that comes along, a person is destroyed by. The smallest things, a person is destroyed by. They can't deal with. Elisha Hamida Mamokam Einana Rak Inyan Shel Tnai Chaim Chitzonim. Hamida Mamokam, being able to know one's place, is not just a matter of the external conditions of life. Eliyosim Mikach Maimed Chaim Pnimi Sheshar Shuhu Adas. It means having that quality that's called Das. Now that's something that was missing when we were in Mitzrayim, when Das was in the state of Golas. And before Mashiach comes, we're going through this in a very strong way, this lack of Das. Ki ha-Das hi merchav ha-chayim shebo mezgor ha-odam b'chayiv ha-pnimim. Because Das is the merchav ha-chayim, it's the background, it's the backdrop of all of life. B'das chadarim yimolu. When a person has Das, the pasuk means, with das, one's rooms are full. Now, cheder is chesed din rachmim, that's what I'm saying. That no matter what a person goes through, b'das chadarim yimalu. That when a person has das, then chadarim yimalu, then the rooms of his existence, of his life, are full. What does that mean? He misartetes es nofei ha-nefesh ves merchavi ha-ruach. Das outlines and makes a drawing of the scenery. The nof is like the scenery of the soul, v'shmerchavei ruach, and the expanses of the spirit. Day atzara, when a person has a day atzara, is very narrow das, small das. Kamoa kediret schunet chuk. It's like living in a tiny little apartment. Shanefesh chasha mechunak, machnak rav b'shahuspa. That when you're living in a tiny apartment, you feel like you're suffocating, like you're choking. In the absence of das, a person's emotionally and spiritually choking. Umapelish lo timsa chein v'nachas b'kusos u'b'shayis yitalki. So no matter how much how many Italian tiles you get and fancy appliances, whatever, it's still not, it doesn't, the person doesn't have chein v'nachas from all the things of this world. He tries to have more and more, but he doesn't have chein v'nachas. K'sha'onu b'or ge'ula. Now that we're living in the light of the upcoming redemption, ha'neshomas chashos zika v'shaychus l'gadlus atzuma, the neshamas feel a connection to and a need for godless. Moichin de Galus, something much bigger, something much greater. Vein skukos ledea rechava, and there's a tremendous need for a more expansive das. Shetivate esamachrasher esamach misrachish betoichan, to be able to express what's taking place. Fichach I evsher lishoiv simcha mishum tmunas mabat acheres. Therefore, people finding it's impossible to draw joy, simcha, from any small picture, any other picture, unless there's das, any picture of our metzias. Haba midei she'enena holemes es ha'or ha'mischadish b'shozu. In other words, any metzias that is not addressing anything in life, that's not addressing a bigger and broader picture of what's the purpose of the time that we're in right now, and how exciting this time is right now, and anything that's not addressing that, he says, it's not connected to that or hamischadish b'shozu, to that light, that new light that is coming to our lives now. This could be compared to a person who was saved from death. He makes a Thanksgiving meal because it turned out that he had good insurance on his car. In other words, he was driving and he was almost killed. And he makes a Suda Sadoya. So when his friends are asking, oh, they're wonderful. So thank God everything's okay. He said, yeah, I had good insurance. That was my car. My car is covered. So he says, Kach, kol hanisyonis liyave simcha mimerchen de katnas, all the attempts that are now being made to try to draw simcha from moichen de katnas, from kleinigkeit, from small things, and people are trying so hard to do that, to get simcha out of small things, Italian tiles, fantastic food,
car.
Someone showed me in the last in one of the Jewish magazines, it was like 100 pages plus more, just on food, on kosher food. The whole thing's on food, like food. What do you say? It's like a katnus. What? Yeah, it's a merchant of katnus. Like what? A million articles on food in a Frum magazine. What's the food? Something you have to eat. It's like sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not good. And I think, what is it like? All these like the articles you see with all different things. And of course, they have some. You have to have Frum stuff in the middle about hashgacha and different things you put in to make it. You know, give it a beard and pace. But the whole thing is such a katnus, the katnus. And we're from peoples, like among Orthodox Jews. So how's that moichin the katnus? They're imitating everything from the world, making a whole magazine, a whole issue devoted to the subject of food. There's nothing evil about it. I'm not saying it's a vicious. It was a katnus. You know what I mean? It's just a katnus. This katnus. So much of the phone and the, there's a katnus with all the Twitter and all the Facebook and all these things. Mostly people, it's katnus, all kinds of narishkeit and katnus, and you can't have simcha in that the world of katnus. It can satisfy some people, and it can, and in an earlier time when we weren't yet feeling the aura of geula, maybe. But now that we're mamash on the threshold of the geula, and we're moving from pkida to the zechira, katnus doesn't satisfy, and people are trying to be satisfied. They're trying to get excited over it, but they're just not happy. So people are so depressed. But they never had so much good stuff. People have so much stuff. My father said to me, he used to have a Shabbos shirt and a weekday shirt, and they would clean it over and over and over again for 15, 20 years. It was the same shirt. It was, and my father said that was already from the upper class. That was already better. He said the real poor people that lived in the little villages outside, they had the same thing Shabbos and weekday. They would turn the jacket inside this way and outside and patch up. He said everybody had patches. Everybody was with patches and jackets for 30, 40 years, the same thing. And the homes was smaller, but the hearts were filled, and people had. But now you see people not having simcha. They're not besimcha. I was talking last night. This lady, she's going through a whole thing, and she's depressed, and it has to do with something with the parents from many years ago, and that the parents didn't validate her pain or something, and I don't know. So I kept on asking, so what's hurting you? Like, what is it? What's your pain? So she kept on saying that they didn't realize that my parents didn't understand me, and they didn't validate, and they still don't know what's hurting me. I said, I'm asking you what's hurting you. So tell me what's hurting you. Like, I'm trying to have a conversation. Tell me what's hurting. I'm on the phone with her for almost an hour. I don't know what's hurting her. I mean, she said she's in pain, and her parents. And she's annoyed with me because I'm also not validating herself. I'd like to validate you. I'm asking you what's hurting you. So what's hurting her is that no one knows what's hurting her, but she doesn't seem to also know what's hurting her. I don't know what, she also doesn't know what's hurting her. She has a lot of pain, and she wants everybody to say, we feel terrible that it's hurting you so much. And then that's it. I don't know what we're supposed to say. I feel terrible that it's hurting you. So I did say it a few times. I said, yeah. She said, you're not validating me. You're also not validating me. So I said, I feel bad that you're in pain. I'm trying to help you. Tell me maybe you could talk about it. Well, there's so much of this going on. People are just sad. And we talked about this a lot the last few weeks. And children, little kids and teenagers, people depressed. In other words, when you expect something very, very exciting and very big to happen, and it doesn't happen, then there's a huge letdown, you know? And what the tzaddik is saying is that our generation, before Mashiach comes, moving into the period of Zechira, having finished to a large extent everything with the Pekid and Golas, so our expectation was set for like something really big, like by the Six-Day War, and we were like all psyched and ready and prepared for something really, really big. And even those who don't know that at all, or far from Yiddishkeit, even people that are not Jewish, the world is ready for something big. And when something big is not happening, so nobody knows what that big thing is. There's just you're hoping something big is going to happen, and nothing big happens. So then you're just looking for that happiness in small things, and that's not it. And people are just in pain. People are upset, and people are hurting. They're in pain. Meichin de kartnis. Kolan is saying, that's what he says. He says, Kolan is saying, Liabe simcha b'meichin de kartnis. Af shi yituvlu b'tzitutim b'mamari Torah. And you could also try to use all different quotes and psukim and mamari chazal. But lo yimalu as hanefesh akmei legadlus das. So, of course, if it does not fill, they don't fill the soul that's longing for godless das. So you've never had more people that are learning Torah. There are many, many people, so many Baruch Hashem, there's so many people learning. But the vast majority of the people are only learning Dikduke Torah and Dikduke Halacha, Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, Tanakh, and so on. And they find also that the soul cannot be satisfied as we're getting ready for Mashiach, but just these Dikdukim, to spend a month on a word in Tosfos, and it's as important as that is. There's something that's not satisfying the soul. Hamavakeshes lama bekeren Irish algula. The soul now, and even in the non-Jewish world, you see, there's a need for something redeeming, like something bigger, for redemption. Mimen hanoifim yu merchave kel. Where the Nof again, like Har Nof. Nof is like a scenery. It's a landscape, something like that. So Mimena Hanof Yu Merchave Kel. Everybody's. It's like you spend the whole day, 2 days climbing this big mountain, and you're schlepping to climb this big mountain. And there, Vase, when you get to the top of this mountain, and you get to the top because you think you're going to get to the top of the mountain, and you're going to see something breathtaking. And you get to the top of the mountain, it's like there on the other side, there's like tenements, and like it's like East New York or something. So for that, I had to you go to the top of the mountain, and it's Bedford Stuyvesant. There's something that's not what we're looking for, and. The meaning of our present life needs very much and is waiting to be surrounded by the godless of the life of Avraham Avinu, from Avraham Avinu to this. They were waiting for the fulfillment of all of the nevuos, and that's what we're prepared for. When a person lives with that mabat, with an all-encompassing big das, when a person lives that way, then even the difficulties and the nefilas, yikablu mashmel shel gadlus, are also part of the godless. When you're fighting for something that's very important, and you have some setbacks, but even the setbacks are chashuv because you're fighting for something that's big. You're fighting for something that's important. When you have an ideal that you're living for and you're fighting for, and that's you know, there's something which can change the world, this ideal, this great ideal that you have. Even the difficulties and the nefilas are chashiv. They're also chashiv. Mimela yametz kocha shel ha'adam b'ma'arechas yismardus imam. And the person strengthens himself because he knows that there's a great urgency to my life, but there's a great importance to my life. I'm part of something big. I'm involved in something very important. So even though you go through a difficulty, you have the kaiches to be mechazik yourself and to get back in, because it's important. It's important. But like, what if you're working on an assembly line? I don't know if they have that anymore, because probably now it's all machines and robots. But like, you know, like an I Love Lucy, stuff like that. So if you're working on an assembly line, and like, you know, you missed one, got past you, like went past you. So I remember that when I was a teenager, I was a friend of mine. We were working this summer on this job. They were making lunches for the camps and for yeshiva, stuff like that. And it was an assembly line. You know, and that, so we were supposed to put like salami and corned beef onto a piece of bread. So every now and then, like it got past you, you know, like we were schmoozing and. Okay, beside this, a chaval, you know, some kid's going to get like two pieces of bread. I mean, I said, yeah, I go, sorry, you know, whatever. I guess, you know, get another one. But like we'd go past because we were talking too much. My friend and I were together. And, you know, so it didn't get the corned beef and it just kept on going. Okay, beside this, like, it's not like you go crazy to get those two pieces of bread and find them. And what am I going to do when I have to fill them up? No, okay, it's foul. What are you going to do? It's not a big deal. But if you're like on the assembly line, like for nuclear warheads or something, and this is a serious thing that's going on, and it's a time of a milchama, so and if something gets past you, you know, it's a big inyan. But if you feel that everything is small, it's not important. It doesn't what significance does it? So many people feel that what's my job? What am I doing in my life? Like when I sold something to some rich guy, you know. Well, so what is it? So if you live in a place of katnus, a way of katnus, then you just—it's very hard to have simcha. But when you're living in that sugya of godless, even the mistakes and the setbacks, all part of something much bigger. And the setbacks are not going to cause you to fall into yeyush and to despair, and to get all depressed and broken. It's like the physical challenges that a soldier has who's at war. So when the soldiers, Baruch Hashem, I never had to be in such a position, but if a guy's fighting in the war, and he's fighting like, he's fighting for good versus evil, like against the Nazis or something, and he's in such a milchama, and he's got an ingrown toenail, he doesn't really notice it, you know. He's got his boots on. He's got now. If it would normally be at a time of peace, and you have an ingrown toenail, it could be very, very annoying, and you know what to do, and you have to go to the doctor, and you're correcting, you're the podiatrist is bothering. But if you're in the middle of a milchama, and this is a chashuva thing, and you got innocent people that are going to get killed unless you go up that thing and do what you have to as a soldier, so you don't notice the ingrown toenail. You don't pay attention to the ingrown toenail. But we're in such a place of kindness that every little thing, it hurts. Gewalt, gewalt, and everything is hurting. Everything is painful. Everything is depressing. Everything is... But a chayal, a soldier, a krav? She'erach pul also, the value of his actions, he feels, I'm saving lives. I'm protecting my country. I'm protecting my people. He feels I'm doing something really important. I'm involved in something very big. So erech puloso nosech bo kochos adim, that the value of his the feeling that he has of the worth of what he's doing pours into him tremendous kaiches. This modudus im hametzias hamorkevus, to be able to contend with the complicated metzias that he's in, he has tremendous kaiches because of the metzias that he's in. But if you're living like that kind of a life, an assembly line, the katnas, so if there's something that you don't feel the chashivas of it. So you don't have much koiches for it. And if something doesn't go right, everything's fafal. Beheder gedulas dazu, in the absence of this godless of das, of having a bigger picture, a more exciting, a bigger picture of what we're in, and a feeling of greater value to what you're doing, ein ha'adam rova chayim, a person is not satisfied with life. Doesn't fill him. Gam mikol ha'shefa she'esh lo, with all of the wealth that he has. You could have all of the wealth. I'm wondering, you know, I just heard yesterday that you heard there's a Michael Bloomberg is running for president. The guy must be close to 80 years old. He's got enough money to fix the shul and a lot of other things. Right? To fix every shul probably in the world, he's got enough money. I'm thinking to myself, you're an old guy. You put in already, I think he did 2 or 3 terms, I don't remember, in New York. That's a hard job to be mayor of New York. Like, why don't you just go to Florida or something? I don't know, why don't you sit and learn and relax and do something? Like, what do you, you need that? You need to get, you know, any guy you become president, they hack you all day long and they criticize you and they just try to destroy you and everything. So what do you need it for? So the simple thing, of course, is that they didn't have power. They didn't have power. What got this president to office? You know, is there any nakuda of wanting to help the country? Yeah, I'm sure there is a nakuda of that. They're not bad people, but, and I'm sure Bloomberg has any of that too. So there's power, but there's the power, what does that mean? It's not just a matter of being strong. We're not talking about dictatorships. It's a feeling that a person has, an unbelievable feeling of chashivas, of being able to do something big and to accomplish something big. And of course, it's mixed in with the ego. It becomes a very strange cholent of in a person. But the chashivas of it. As you could be a guy, Bloomberg must be one of the richest guys in America, no? He's probably got not $1 billion at all, he's probably got $30-40 billion. I don't know. I never read Forbes magazine, I don't know where he's holding. But he's got plenty of money. So by nefesh le'tamale, he's not satisfied. Because don't tell me you think you're gonna save the country. What makes you such a maven to save the country more than somebody else?
What is it? He's nervous that if Sanders get the Democratic nomination. I
understand.
And b'chol often nobody wants.
I know that. So it's mislabish in such an Indian, a very noble thing, that Bloomberg does not want these communists to go run against Trump because they're going to lose. Right. I understand. And the main thing is to see that Trump should be defeated. I get it. And I understand that in the misgarret of what makes sense politically. And yesh b'zeh mashu. I get it. It still doesn't satisfy me that an 80-year-old guy is almost 80 years old, like at this point in his life, with everything that he, like that he, it's the biggest tzaddik in the world. So he has to do such a thing. Send someone else to go against Trump. I would say he has to go do this. He's the only one that can save the world. The whole thing is such an interesting. A person that once tasted of importance, he was the mayor of New York City, which probably next to the president is one of the most difficult jobs. That's what they always said. So it's very hard to step down from that place of being so consequential, of your life having such importance. It's very hard to step down from that. There are people who retire and they're miserable. Mm-hmm. I've met people like that, that they had very chashiva positions and they're miserable. And you think, wow, you know, you could really enjoy your life. You sit with your wife, you could relax, you could learn a little bit, and you could, you know, you could enjoy the grandchildren. What's the matter? What's bothering you? It's not what it used to be. That excitement of that in that world, it's a certain moichin de godless of, and I'm now in a place of moichin de katnus. Moichin de katnus. I always laugh with my wife. So sometimes during the summer, there's a couple of quieter hours, and so I'm able to learn on the porch over there, and my wife and I are talking, and like there's this whole. Gets into like this conversation about the bungalow. The board is going to have a vote of whether to move the mailboxes, like to another location because it's difficult for Amazon to deliver. So I don't know, stuff like that. So I'm around like 30 seconds into this conversation, and I'm sitting on the chair with a safe, and my wife is there and she's relaxing, and we start talking about like the big inyan of the mailbox, and that the machlokes, there's some that hold it should be moved and some that hold it shouldn't be. So where do we hold in this machlokes over the mailbox? And but Baruch Hashem, usually like within 30 seconds, I say, oh, no, no, no. What's going on over here? And you can go to the country and you can get into such into that katness, you know what I mean? That katness, like, you know, watching a bug, an ant crawl across your deck and like taking bets whether it's going to make it or not. You get like into such katness, like a life of katness. You can see, and I can understand why people, when they're retired, that Indian could make somebody crazy. If you try to be, you're trying to be Isaac your whole life and things that are godless, and then you find yourself in a situation where the whole atmosphere is of katness. And it's very, very, it could be depressing. It could be depressing not to allow yourself to slip into a thing of katness. That's what's going on with our generation. There is this feeling that something big, we're on the threshold of something huge. And I'm still making sandwiches, you know, on the assembly line. That's what I do. Not that it's anything, I'm not making fun of people that do that. Any honest work is beautiful. I'm not saying, but you understand, it's just a marshal for like, what am I doing? What's the tachas of what I'm doing? There's nothing. There's all cottonness. And people feel like depressed that nothing is happening in my life. You turn around, you say, I'm already an older guy. I'm an old man. I'm an old lady. So what did I do? Like, what's going on? What am I doing with my life? What's my cause? What's my inyan? So therefore, beheder gedulas daazu ein adam rav chaim gam kol shefa sheishlo. So we've never had such a wealthy generation as our generation with all of the shefa, hagashmi v'afruchni. Also, gashmius and aruchnius. Also, there's so much spirituality that we have available to us. There's so much ruchnius. Kinekudas oishra chaim bedoreinu, he asher tevases is asimcha v'atam b'chol yesam rechavi achaim. Because it's only when a person connects the nekudas oishra chaim bedoreinu, that point of true wealth, the wealth of life of our generation, as we're now entering into the geula bez Hashem, asher tevases is asimcha, that could give a foundation and a basis to the simcha. V'atam b'chol yesam rechavi achaim. Like the soldier. When the soldier is cleaning his boots and cleaning his rifle, so you could say it's a kleinigkeit. He's cleaning his boots. So we also clean our shoes, but when the soldier is cleaning his boots, it's already a choshev thing, right? He's in the middle of a war and he's resting a little bit. And he's taking care of his uniform. He's checking his equipment. It's a choshev thing. If you'd be doing that stam someplace else, it's a kleinigkeit. But when you're in the middle of something important, your boots and your equipment and your whatever, it's all important. So that when a person has this, when a person is connected to the merchin, the godless, then simcha, then there's joy that comes with even it says v'atam b'chol yesam achav yachayim. Then in all of the other things of life, you feel that joy in everything you're doing, making the sandwich and cleaning your shoes and taking care of stuff. It's all important. If you've ever been in a situation like there was chas v'shalom, some kind of an emergency situation. And you were like in a bunker or something that was going on. Then the people are working and helping each other, taking care of certain things. It's all chashiv. You feel the chashivas of it. That's something big and something important. That I, even though these particular tasks are not in of themselves, they're not so. They don't look like they're important. But because I am playing a role in something big, then even these things are big. That's how life is. That means v'atam simcha simcha v'atam b'chol yesam erchai v'erchayim b'chol yesam erchai v'erchayim shem einam ela gilui ubitui shen lekudas asherish ha'uvda kishov Hashem Tzion. So what's the bigger picture? What this whole sefer is about is kishov Hashem Tzion, that the time has come for us to return with the Shechinah to Yerushalayim, to Eretz Yisrael. That we're now holding by that. And this has, of course, been 40, 50 years. The next paragraph, we can talk about time during this time, how it moves. We feel it. It's been going on for such a long time. But in the bigger picture of all of history, we're just like this clip and this one frame and of of Shav Hashem Tzion, the return of the Jewish people to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, and the return of the Shekhinah to Yerushalayim. Ha'aklim Shiranin Atzmuseinu, the climate that will refresh, give vitality to our bones. Yidashin l'vaveinu, and again, also excitement and freshness to our hearts. V'yimali kol ha'v'yaseinu b'or v'simcha, that will fill our entire existence with light and with joy. Ye'echad b'lvad. There's only one thing that could do that. Echad b'lvad. Shemesh ha'gula, the sunshine or the light of the final redemption. Nothing else now is going to satisfy. We have all the things that we want. Life is good, but that's not working. It's only Shemesh ha'gula. Asher zarcha aleinu, that's the light of redemption has started to shine upon us. Omar pe rav b'knafehen, brings tremendous healing. It says in pasuk, v'zarcha lechem yireshmi shemesh stako omar pe b'knafehen, for you who revere my name, a son of victory, of strength, shall rise to bring healing. Shall rise to bring healing. V'yitzasem ufishtem ke'egle marbeg. And you should go forth and you'll stomp like healthy, strong calves, animals. You'll be strong and powerful. That's the only thing really now, before Mashiach comes, that could bring a person that kind of simcha. The shaila is lemaisa. What does that mean? What does that mean? So I'm going to ask Mechila. I'll stop here, just so I could still catch a little.